Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
And welcome. It's a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I normally think it's just Monday, but when, it's a Wednesday, dude, because they have like a Direct Connect feature and they just updated the whole system. And it when you had to call on via the phone, you couldn't do like the Direct Connect thing. I'm like, my phone was almost dead, and I wasn't trying to figure out how to do my show and talk on my phone and do all that, because sometimes I use my phone and different things. So I'm like, I'm postponing it, and nothing, no one's fault, you know. But I'm gonna get into so much today, you know, because, you know, if you look at the Bible, what were they doing with Jesus? Everyone was, do we crucify this king of the Jews? Do we let this king of the Jews go? Free Barabbas, free, and this murder of Barabbas, everyone was cheering, let's get rid of Barabbas, let's free Barabbas. That's what it is. You know, all these people are cheering, like there are people like, yeah, they're going out, yeah, they're gonna get Trump, they're gonna get him, they're gonna nail him, all this stuff. I'm like, yeah. Kind of sounds like all those people that were cheering for freeing Barabbas. It's like, you know, what goes around comes around, you know. I believe that the positivity and the good you do in the world always have a way of coming back to you. If I treated my niece like crap, is she going to get a good vibe from that? No. If I treat this guy down the corner like crap, no. If I treat him nice, you know, I can give a guy that's begging for money, I can give him $20. If he buys drugs with it, that's on him. If he needs food, and he goes, I don't want money, man, I just want food, and you get him a sandwich, great. Whatever he does, if he's hungry and he wants money for food, if he buys food with it, like you said he wants to, great. That's on him. You did the right thing. And there's going to be some repercussions for all this stuff going on. A Canadian scandal where a suicide patient says clinicians asked if she had considered euthanasia. In Canada, if I said, hey, I'm having suicidal thoughts, they're not going to help you. They're not going to say, hey, let's get you help. No. Well, have you tried this? Did you try taping a hose from your exhaust into the car and then starting it up and killing yourself? Go on MeTV and watch Adam 12 and look at that TV show. And it's based off actual crimes that happened back in the day and theft and stuff, and you watch like CSI Miami and CSI New York and all these like special victims units, and they're based off of actual crimes that have happened, and some of them they actually say, you know, this is, you know, this actually happened, but it's not, you know, people are saying that this episode is about this actual case and it's not, it's based on true events, but this, it's just a mere coincidence that this mimics this. I mean, and just when you have a Canadian suicidal patient says clinicians ask her if she'd consider euthanasia instead of trying to help her. I mean, even Obama's brother is backing Trump. That should say something. When you have Marlon Wayans, because he went off and made a joke about the small town song. Try that in a small town. And he's been raked over the coals for it. And he goes, what are they going to take away? Freedom of speech? Kerry Lake basically challenged the New York Times and a Washington Post reporter to milk a bull. Let's see how that goes. It's sad that you have to have them do that because they think there's 50 genders. But I got so much I want to get into. Thank you so much. So don't forget this, folks.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lydia Laird, and I'm a Christian recording artist based out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm about to share two of my favorite verses with you. They come from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." I love this because it gives purpose to pain. I don't know about you, but there have been so many times in my life where I'm walking through something that doesn't make sense to me, and I think, this just doesn't seem fair, like whether it be depression or loss or just whatever it looks like, some kind of pain, and you think, God, why would you allow this? And then it always happens that maybe a few years, a few months later, somebody comes into my life who needs the exact kind of encouragement and hope that he gave me in that season to help them get through the season they're facing. I don't know if you've ever experienced a situation where you need to talk to somebody about something you're going through, and then you speak to them, and they don't even know what to tell you because they've never been through it themselves. But then you go to someone else who's been through the broken and the messy, and it's like they have this deep well of wisdom and peace and encouragement to give you. And it's because when they went through the deep and the messy, they pressed into a Savior who showed them that he was with them and who comforted them and spoke into their mess. And when you look at life that way and you look at these verses and you realize, oh, this comfort I receive in this messy, hard place, I'm going to be able to use as a powerful tool later on to help someone else, all of a sudden it gives purpose to your pain. All of a sudden, there's a reason for everything. And I'm even in a weird season of life now where when I walk through certain things, I think, I can't wait to see how God's going to use this, because every time I look back, I see his faithfulness. So whatever you're walking through, whatever you have walked through, I want you to look at that as your power. God has comforted you and been with you through that so that you can now go to others who are hurting and walk through it with them.
That is an amazing verse of the day. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort, that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give the same comfort as God has given. I'm going to get into this. We had a guy that used to go to our church. They're out in Idaho now. He's working on roofs and went through a roof and went like three stories down and got seriously injured. And he was going through some rough, man. He was going through some very, very rough times. Like, he lost all kinds of faith. And my pastor and I'm like, and I even told him, like, dude, I don't know what you're going through, but you will be able to witness to people that are going through the same things you are going through right now. You know, my pastor has been in jail. He's been a druggie, an alcoholic. He's drank. He's done it. He's been there. He can relate. You're not too far gone, bro. I've been there. I've done this. I can help you. I have a muscle disease. I know what it's like to struggle every day, but I get up and I go and I do. I just try to put it in God's hands and watch him work. I lost faith when I tore a muscle. We're running around trying to get stuff done so I can go to Michigan, and I heard something pop. That's not good. And I basically hopped to get and stuff thing. I sat down and I'm like, Melissa, you need to come get me. Something's wrong. I didn't want to walk it. I mean, there was a point where I'm like, give me one of those rascal scooters. And when we were in intercessor prayer the one night, and I'm just walking up to the pulpit to pray for it again, and I look at my wife, and she told me to come here, and she goes, you need to walk around this sanctuary 7 times, and you will be healed. Spoke to me that night because I was in a lot of pain. And he's like, what you don't understand is I didn't just heal the blind guy. I made mud with my saliva and I put and rubbed it on his eyes and I said, go and wash it off and you will see. He didn't just heal me. He's like, you've lost faith in me. You have to do something to trust that you do this and trust. Show me you trust me. Do what I've commanded of you. And he didn't tell me. He told my wife this. And my wife's like, he's going to think I'm nuts. And I'm like, if my wife tells me the Lord said to do this, I do it. And I walked around that sanctuary 7 times. And I walked up to the pulpit. My pastor's up there and he goes, do you believe you're healed? And I said, yes, I do. And I ran out of that church. And I was in pain before. I have not looked back. I have not had fear of walking ever since. And what you don't understand with that is I can testify. I can be a witness, okay? Yeah. We have a girl that, like, sprained her ankle really, really, really bad. Like, she has, like, an air boot and stuff. You know, it's, like, real bad. And I'm like, I've been there. I've done this. And I can relate. I tore a calf muscle and I said, I did this. You know, I can relate. I can witness. We haven't been, this is what I went through. It may be a little bit different. I have one of those air boots. Trust me. If you're having problems, I can show you how to, you know. And you can witness to people. Hey, look what I've gone through. Sometimes God puts you through the fire so you can be the witness. You know, when you have like a cousin of mine, Tommy, that fights fires, and I'll be like, dude, there's a 95% chance you ain't coming out of that house if you go in there. Well, there's a 100% chance ain't getting out at all. I've got to do something. If I don't do something, who will? There's a 100% chance ain't getting out of there, Kyle. I have to go in there. Okay, right on. And that's his philosophy. Because it's a 100% chance ain't getting out of that house. You know, we all have different gifts. My gift is cooking for people. His gift is going in the houses and fighting fires and all that stuff. But, you know, we've gotten so off track in this country that it's like, don't worry, folks. We're going to put our hope and faith in our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama. I'm getting the money. I'm getting the money. Where are you getting the money? Obama's getting it. Well, where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're getting the money. You know where I'm getting the money from? Jesus Christ. It's his money. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The government will solve every problem. Don't worry. Don't worry. We just got to get Chris Christie and Mike Pence in there, and they'll solve every problem. They'll solve it all. No, God will solve our problems. That's why, like I was talking about earlier, watch Adam 12 on MeTV. It's on like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Look at the crimes and stuff, because those are based on actual events. You know, names have changed and stuff, you know, to protect people, but guess what, folks? Guess what? Look at, like, special victims units in the CSI New York and CSI Miami. That's based on crimes now. Gee, guns are the problem now, but back in the day we had unlocked trucks with loaded shotguns and no one was killing people. Guns weren't a problem back then. Why are they a problem all of a sudden now? It's not the problem. Because if a kid didn't have a gun, he can grab a knife. Whatever. It's not a gun problem. It's not a knife problem. It's hearts without God. Maybe instead of putting our trust in, we got it. Hello, folks. I'm Joe Biden, and today, we're going to introduce that thing. It's going to, we're going to spend money, and it's going to lower the cost of things. We're going to spend our way out of debt. We're going to eliminate our debt by spending more. The Inflation Reduction Act, really? We're going to spend money? See, this is what doesn't get me. God only demands 10%. But then you have these idiots that believe all this crap. Why do you pay a tax to fix the roads or a gasoline tax. Why don't they just sit there? If you need money to fix the wildlife, why don't you just do a wildlife protecting stimulus bill and print $20 trillion and use that money to line the pockets of the people that helped you get elected? I mean, to save the wildlife. Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, I mean, oh, we got to have these fishing licenses. Do you know that the money that they, collect from hunting and fishing licenses, that goes to help keep the waters clean and this and that? Well, okay, well then, if they have all these taxes to pay for all this stuff, to fix the roads and fix the bridges and fix the wildlife and all this, but through all these taxes, then why do they need stimulus bills? Explain that one to me. Explain, oh, this is the $80 trillion Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, I want an inflation relief check. Yeah, can we get some inflation relief checks? It's like these people that I wasn't a slave or anything, but I need reparations, so I want like $1 million. It's like when you sit there and you watch these videos like Antiques Roadshow. Yeah, I served in the Air Force, and, you know, and when we flew on planes, all the pilots had Rolexes, and I always wanted one, and I found one in the catalog, and I ordered it. It says you paid $375, yeah, for a Rolex. $375 for a Rolex? Score? Was that a lot of money back in 1971? Oh, that's a lot of money. You know, people, like, I remember one time my mom had this, like, reminiscent magazine, and it had, like this restaurant-like menu. And it was hilarious. I'm like, $1.25 for a steak? She goes, you couldn't afford that. $1.25, that was a lot of, that'd be like paying like $20 for a steak today. You know, at like an Applebee's. That'd be like getting a steak at Applebee's for like $20. It was a lot of money. You know, and you think, oh, wow, man, that's a deal. Well, they said, I watched this special one time, and they said that 99-cent value menu that Wendy's came out with in the 90s was a better deal than the 15-cent hamburgers at McDonald's back in the day. We've gotten so far away. Don't worry. We'll just print more money. We'll put our hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. What we should be doing. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. Isn't that interesting? It doesn't say trust in the government with all your heart. Instead of, oh, we got a poverty problem. Let's do the war on poverty. Yeah, let's find a way to make people dependent on the government. I've looked into a couple programs before, yeah, that help with rent and this and that and different things. Yeah, you need to be making way more than they allow you to be able to get that rent price. Okay, you're going to get rent for like, you're going to get $200 off your rent. You know, this program will pay $200 towards your rent. Well, the amount of rent you're going to pay for what you can make, you're not, if you were to just go around and say, okay, let me see how much money you make, let me see your income, and we'll figure out what we do. And we'll figure out what you should pay in rent. Well, you should be paying about $500 for the amount of money you make in rent. Any more than that, sort of like a mortgage. When you get a mortgage, they take how much you make and they divvy it out, and they say, this is how much you should be paying a month on your mortgage. Like 10% or something of your income should be going to your mortgage or whatever. And it's hilarious because it's one of those things like where, yeah, you need to be making way more money than they allow you to pay that much in rent. But so many people put their hope and faith and trust in the government. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. We got Mike Pence and Chris Christie. They're going to save the day. I mean, what is he trying to write this off as a loss? he has no shot in anything. They don't want RFK Jr. or Trump running. They don't want these anti-establishment people. But that's the problem in this world, you know? It's people don't know where to put their hope and faith and trust anymore. I mean, this would be something you would have seen in the National Enquirer back in my day. Kerry Lake challenges New York Times and Washington Post reporters to try to milk a bull and see how it goes. Because they think that there's 500 million genders. If a woman with a uterus thinks she's a man, then she can give birth and say she's a man who gave birth. No, you're not. You're a deranged, mentally, you need help. You shouldn't be having kids. Ennis Cantor Freedom took a shot. He's actually come out and said that he's a woman now and that he wants to, he's talked about, well, can I put on a wig, say I'm a woman and dominate the WNBA? You'd probably get about a quarter of your pay, but what the heck, why not? I can't believe there's actually women out there fighting to allow men to compete in women's sports. Why have women's sports if you're just going to have men compete in them? Why not just make one hodgepodge sport and let the women fight? They ain't going to win. Biologically, men are superior to women. Now, there are the rare exceptions where there's some, like, superhuman female power lifters, but for the most part, the male is going to be way more dominant at things than women. That's just following the science of how God made us. It's sexist. No, I'm just following the science. You know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just shut up and do what you're told. Trust the government. Just get the vaccine. Just shut up and get the vaccines and the boosters and the 60th booster and this and that. Just shut up and do what you're told. What? You told me for 4 years that I don't think for myself and I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me to. And now you're telling me not to think for myself? You make no sense. You're kidding me. You're the idiots. The idiots out there are the people that got on us. We're all going to die because you won't get the vaccines. It's safe. Well, what's the long-term effects of it? What do you mean? So if I get the vaccine in 6 years, what's it going to do to me? Oh, you must be one of those conspiracy theorists that thinks that it alters the DNA. You're a Looney Tunes. Oh, really? In 2019, through CRISPR-Cas9, they cured a woman of sickle cell anemia. They can put a blood transfusion in there with a code that actually will alter your DNA and correct what's wrong with you. And if they know you're missing this chromosome or whatever, they can actually inject stuff into you that will correct that chromosomal issue. Score! But if they can do it for good, they can do it for bad. And they can potentially, I think, what is Down syndrome, like an extra Y chromosome, they can actually take that out. Bang, no more Down syndrome. And at what point could you do that? Could you take someone that's 20 years old and get rid of that chromosome and they would not be Down syndrome anymore? Would it correct them? At what point can you do that? Is it ethical? I look at it like, hey, when they find out what's wrong DNA-ly with my myopathy, score, they can inject me with the stuff and probably be 55 or so, I'd probably be up there in age, but guess what? I might be normal. I don't know what normal would be like because I've never been normal my whole life, but I've been the way God gave me and the way God made me, you know. Kind of jealous of my wife because when God stops growing you when you're perfect, and you know, she got perfect sooner than I did. But I would be, okay, I've had these issues my whole life. So now I'm going to feel almost like I did, because I've, you know, it's like, okay, I'm tired and fatigued. Now I'm going to be like that. Now I'm going to be at that age where you get tired and fatigued sooner and this and that and all these things. And, but who knows? But I just know that if they can do it for good, they can do it for evil. But, you know, they can do that. So can the vaccine actually alter the DNA? I know they can. I don't know what the vaccine does, but they can. But just look up the number of died suddenly people that just bang. The number of the increase in deaths since the vaccine was introduced. I'm just saying, do your due diligence, do your homework. Don't take my word. Look this stuff up. Look that there's more people. I never thought I would see a day where a guy's like, yeah, can I join the WNBA and say I'm a chick and dominate? You know, the Indianapolis team. Dennis Freedom again scores over 70 points in a dominating fashion in the WNBA. He has dominated in the WNBA ever since he's pretended to be a woman. Yes, that's right, folks. He's not really a woman. He just pretends that. Half the stuff you see on the news, you would have thought was, I don't know. The Onion, I don't even know if the Onion exists anymore. How can they make up stuff that trumps reality? Leviticus 19:4, do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. You know, there are people that, like, worship the ground some of these people walk on. Like, when Biden was doing that induction reflation, we're going to spend money to get out of debt. I don't know. I mean, they'd have to give me a pretty strong sedative to be able to stand there and not be like, are you kidding me right now? I mean, they have to be drugged. There's people up around the how many can sit there and believe this nonsense unless the money that they're spending, they're getting some of it. And look at Numbers 20:12. This is the Old Testament, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me enough to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel, you will not lead them into the land I am giving them. I don't see any, because you did not trust in the government and show them that the government is this and that. No. Kings 18:5. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judea, either before or after his time. Show me where these have, look at 2 Kings 18:22. But perhaps you will say to me, we are trusting in the Lord our God, but isn't he the one who was insulted by Hezekiah? Did Hezekiah tear down his shrines and altars and make everyone in Judea and Jerusalem worship only at the altar here in Jerusalem? What is this? What do these say anything about a government? Or don't worry, folks. 2 Kings 18:30. Don't let him fool you into trusting the Lord by saying the Lord will surely rescue you. This city will never fall into the hands of the Aramean king. Yeah, you need to trust in the Lord. Maybe we need to get God back, like I was talking about. I've talked about before, maybe we need to get God back in all these places that he was gone before. You know, what is it, like the 50th indictment? I mean, this Georgia indictment is bull crap because the grand jury hadn't even voted to indict Trump, and they already released all the stuff they were going to charge him with, and they hadn't even voted on it yet. This is what we're charging Trump with. We're going to indict Trump with these charges, and the grand jury hadn't even voted on it. Basically, what they were saying, I honestly believe what it said was, this is what we're going to charge Trump with. They're going to indict. They're going to vote to indict him, period. Like, no matter what. This is what I wrote up we're going to indict him on, and they're agreeing to it no matter what. They're not going to, you know, it's my way or the highway. I watched like a 20-minute video that showed all these clips from the government-controlled state-run media and all these Democrats doing everything that Trump is accused of. Hillary Clinton's said that the elections were stolen and this and that. I've seen video, and I posted one recently that was old. And this is why I believe, and I put my hope and faith and trust in God. 27 minutes left in the program. Thank you all so much for tuning in. But why I do this, why I put my hope and faith and trust in God is when I showed a video where I think it was North Carolina, they went, this is not voting time. This is not during an election. This is not 2020. It's like 10, 15 years ago. Or whatever, it's probably more than that. They go to a voting place, and they have a bowl, and they pick a number. Let's go find the serial number that this machine belongs to, and they pull that serial number. Here's the machine. I'm going to clear the machine so that nothing is on the cell, and when they do a printout, zero votes. It's completely clear. You see that? Let's do a mock vote. 6-2. They run this 8 ballots through the thing. The thing. Not 6-2. 7-1. Let's go hook it up and let's retrieve the hard drive data and see if what's on the hard drive is what ran through the machine. 7-1 on the hard drive. They put 6-2 through the machine, but that's not what the machine counted. You probably wouldn't, if it wasn't for the fact that there were only 7 or 8 ballots that went through, the 8 that went through, you would never know if there was a 20,000 ballot, even 5,000, you wouldn't know, unless you took every single vote that went through that machine. And you had like a serial number with it, and it was marked and tagged that you saw this person actually fill out there, and you checked every one of those to every vote on the machine. You would never know it. And this lady's in tears. She goes, are votes meaningless? We put 8 ballots through this machine that was completely cleared out, and what was, you can't. I can't believe you think this election was stolen. No, my I've seen videos from like 2001 and like 2 and 3, I think, somewhere around there, like 2001 around there, where a guy was on the witness stand. He goes, I can put a program in the voting machine. I can put it in the voting machine. No matter how many vote, who votes, or what they vote for, this is the outcome. If they want me to have this person win this election, this person win that one. If they don't want this referendum to pass, like we don't want to pay for this, we don't want to do this, and we're voting to shut down this, like I don't know, like Amendment 16. If they don't want that, if they want to make sure that Amendment 16 stays and it doesn't, this referendum to X bank, okay? They'll program it all in there, so no matter who votes for what, in the end, this person wins, that person wins. And it'll, okay, make sure we'll make sure it's enough so that, oh, wow, that was close. Uh, a really close race, but not close enough to, yeah, it's not close enough. They're not going to do a recount because it's too close. It's not that close, but it's close. They'll make it to where it's really close, but not close enough. And that goes back to like 2001. But don't worry, folks. You can't rig an election. You can't steal it. Folks, put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. An army on its knees is stronger than an army on its feet. We've gotten rid of God in this world, and that's why you have 80 million people that believe there's 7 million genders. I mean, the Onion would have made fun of a politician asking a reporter to milk a bull and see what happens. That would have been a joke when I was a kid. Now you really, go ahead, milk a bull. You think there's more than one gender, go ahead. But you have this world where you have women with uteruses claiming to be men. I'm going to give birth, and I'm going to give birth. I'm a man that's going to give birth. No, you're not a man, you're a woman. Just because I call myself a giraffe doesn't make me a giraffe. What is it, 150 plus times Democrats denied election results before the indictment? Don't worry, folks. Second Chronicles 13:18. So Judah defeated Israel on that occasion because they trusted in the Lord, the God of their ancestors. They trusted in the Lord. They didn't trust in Obama. They didn't trust in the government. They didn't trust in man. They trusted in the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 14:11. Then Asa cried out to the Lord, his God, O Lord, no one but you can help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we trust in you alone. It is in your name that we have come against this vast horde. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let mere man prevail against you. Doesn't sound like they're putting their hope and faith and trust in a government or a man or a thing. I've got this Ice Mountain water bottle. No, we don't put our faith and hope and trust in idols. We put it in God. That's right, folks. Maybe if we put God in every place he was taken out of, this country would be a lot better. You wouldn't have people. I mean, even Wayne Brady came out today. I'm pansexual. No one cares. Like, we're tired of it. We don't care. No one cares. It's like Oprah is supposedly going to Hawaii. And I guess she had like a film crew with her and they wouldn't let her in certain areas. They wouldn't let the film crew in certain areas. I'm like, and a bunch of people like, leave. You're only there. You're not there. You're only there to pad yourself. Like, look at me. Look at me. I'm here. Look at what I'm doing. Yeah, give me $1 million. Give me the billions of dollars you have. You don't need a film crew to be there. You can go there and help out and do search and rescue and do stuff and be there and help people. You don't need a media to do that. You don't need to let anyone know you were there. Well, I gotta show off. I gotta be, look at what I'm doing. No one cares. Do it for the right reasons, not because you want to be prideful. Look at me. Look at what I've done. Oh, my film crew couldn't come back here, but I just wanted to let you all know that, that I'm here. Yes, I'm doing all this stuff. I want tons of likes. I wouldn't want Biden in Hawaii. Trump did a video like he was almost president, like, hey, I stand with the people and this and that and this and that. And it's like, Biden should have been there a long time ago, but I wouldn't want him there. He don't care. it only looks like he's going to make an appearance there because everyone's calling him out for not being there, not doing anything. Or even, I've not really heard much of anything from this administration. Remember, it's we the people. Like I said, when I was a kid, everyone had house keys to other people's houses. It's what we did. If I got locked out, they had a key and could let me in, and vice versa. We trusted in the Lord. We didn't rely on the government. Don't worry, you know, it's like when COVID happened. Where's my check? I need my check. I can't do it. Well, why don't you try to figure out what to do? Every time in Earth's history, they have taken people, and that's what they've done. If my niece is sick, she quarantines. Everyone else goes on. If I'm sick, I quarantine. Everyone else goes on. Maybe we need to go back to Genesis 3:20, where, you know, Adam made Eve, and Eve would become the mother to everyone who followed. Two genders. What a concept. What a concept. Putting your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I'm not going to wait for the government. How am I going to fix this? How am I going to fix this? How am I going to do stuff? Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I shall trust him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Psalms 31:6, I hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. It's going to be short-lived for all these people that don't worry, folks. And that Georgia DA, it's like she's being pawned. I mean, there's talk like she wants to try to keep him behind bars until the trial. All these scriptures that I've given you, all these scriptures I've given you, they don't mention an idol. They don't mention man. They don't mention the government. They mention the Lord Jesus Christ is where we get our strength from. We put our trust and hope in the Lord. He is our strength. He is our shield. The Lord, not man, not a government. Pence and is not going to save us. Chris Christie is not going to save us. Putting our hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ is going to save us. That's what's going to save us. My beautiful wife is here. The greatest gift ever. I mean, I didn't sit there and like, I tried man one time. I did try man. I put my hope and faith in man and eHarmony. And guess where that got me? Nowhere. When I put my hope and faith and trust in Jesus, guess what it got me? My wife. What a concept. Maybe.
It's never been the same since.
Dude, I wasn't the same before.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Like I was talking about earlier, if we take and put God back in every place he was taken out of.
It needs to be another country song where you get God back in church, school, and...
Well, you think...
You know how you, in the country song, you get your wife back, your dog back, your car back, your farm back, everything back, if you play it backwards.
Well, you think about it like this. They were losing it when they mentioned God in the Peanuts Christmas special. No one's going to watch it, and that was like the number one selling point of that Christmas special when he talked about Jesus. I mean, I don't know if you heard about this, but the country music industry is confused by a man actually from the country making actual music. That's a Babylon Bee story, but yeah, it's just hilarious. Oh, my folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Trump's not even the president, and he's showing more. Trump's not the president, and he's showing more remorse, or more like, hey, I feel like Trump is there more for the people of Maui than this government is, and he's not even the government.
You know that Biden has only given $700 to the families in Maui?
Oh, I know. Well, did you hear that? I talked about this about 10 minutes ago. Oprah was there with, like, film crews and stuff, and when they went and they wouldn't let the film crews in certain spots, and they're like, people like, Oprah, you need to leave. They don't want her there. Like, if you're only there to try to boost your own ego, leave. But we got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Psalms 34:10, even the strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Again, Psalms 34:3, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Pardon me. Guess what, folks? Yeah, not one mention of an idol or a government or a man or whatever, you know, it's putting your hope and faith and trust in God, you know. But don't worry, folks, that's part of the problem we have in this country. But this indictment's backfiring so bad. Don't worry, and there's people that have actually called for this DA to have a special counsel to be investigated, to have her account shut down and everything. There's a bunch of Republicans who are like, "Hey, nah, sorry, folks, not happening." What you don't understand is you may hate Trump and you may think this is all great. It's only fine, and it's like Marlon Wayans. That tried this in a small town. He made a joke about the song, and I guess they've gone after him. He's like, were we getting rid of freedom of speech? It's all fine and dandy. You may not like Trump. You may not like this person. You may not like the KKK. But as long as they're not lynching someone, they have the right to freedom of speech. You may not agree with them. You may not like what I have to say. But guess what, folks? Guess what, folks? Wake up and smell the maple nut crunch, because I have freedom of speech. I'm not a big fan of the Young Turks, but they have a guy that's like a journalist, and he's going around like, I'm doing this for I'm an independent journalist, and yada, yada, yada. And these people are trying to shut him down. He goes, this is a public building. I have freedom of press. I can come in here. You can't do this. And get your supervisor. Go ahead. Get your supervisor. You're going to be in trouble, because I know my constitution. I know my legal rights. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to get into some Premier League news, because I really want to get it. Just this whole world's backfiring, and well, if you haven't heard the news. Harry Maguire is probably not going to be leaving Manchester United, because he's in it. Because I guess his agents come out and said, well, I was the captain, and I've done this and this and this and this and this, and he's just, okay, let me tell you something. I don't like Southgate. You had probably the best England squad ever as a national team. You have Southgate as the manager. You're not going to win, dude. He's horrible. I don't like Southgate, but he's not going to play. He's not going to. Harry Maguire is not going to have his team on the national squad in England if he's not getting first team football. And he's been told that. And he's not going to. If we have to play Harry Maguire at Manchester United, that's because we have too many injuries. Lord help us. We don't. We started out to have a decent transfer window, but then it's kind of going in the toilet because, you know, they're not selling anybody. They need to get, you need to say, Harry Maguire, I'm not going to play you. So if you want to keep your England squad spot, you need to play. You need to either put, you need to leave or whatever, because I'm not going to, I'll go to the under 21s and I'll get somebody before I pick you. I mean, we knew because of who we had as director of football, Lord help us on that one, it was going to be a while because they screwed us. They way overpaid for players. Normally, you want to try to get the best deal you can. Not this way. Oh, let's see how much we can... Let's. Don't tell me we ain't got a budget to spend. Okay, you paid 40 million pounds more for this player. €45 million more. You paid 30 million more pounds, you know, like €36 million for this player more than he's worth. Don't tell me, okay, there's 70 million pounds we could have to spend on players, but no. And then when you overpay for a player and they turn out to be a dud, just because my niece Robin is the best central defensive midfielder, doesn't mean she could twist her ankle or something and be gone. My wife could be the best goalie ever, and she twists her ankle or something and done. Okay, now all of a sudden she's not good. Just because I'm the best right back, doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect. We can all flaw. Because they sit there and I love this when Mason Mount comes out and he has a, what's his first game? Cut him some slack and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because he didn't, you know, he might turn into be a diamond, but right now he's a giant lump of coal. And I commented to this, I'm like, well, you're saying that Mason Mount, you should give him some slack because it's his debut and he didn't do that well. I remember a guy by the name of Wayne Rooney. Do you know what he did on his debut at Old Trafford? He did a hat trick. He got 3 goals in his debut.
Yeah, but there's no one else like Wayne Rooney. I'm sorry. Harry Maguire doesn't even compare to Wayne Rooney.
No, but when you take Mason Mount, people are saying, well, he needs to have time. It's just his debut. Well, look at what Wayne Rooney did.
Well, they're saying the same thing about the coach for, I mean, about the quarterback for Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just, it's, I like that, I still like that WNBA, that NBA player was like, yeah, I'm going to put on a wig and say I'm a chick just so I can dominate the WNBA. So you've heard about that NBA player that says he wants to put on a wig and dominate the WNBA? I'm a chick now?
I can't remember.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a Celtics player. I'm like, yes. But it's
hard.
But folks, it's awesome. You know, it's going to be interesting to see because, like, man, this might be a good, well, it's like the transfer window started out decent, but it's like, you know, but it just kind of goes in the toilet, but it's okay. I mean, I've said this, you've heard this on this program. Gee, it's going to be the start of the season. I believe we could go into the January transfer window still having the Glazers as owners. I think what the rumor on the sale is that they're trying to figure out a way to get Sir Jim a 50% owner and do all this, but I guess it might violate some... Like, because, like, in the Premier League, they have all kinds of rules and regulations in terms of, you know, so, like, you don't have people that, how do you say this? Like, you know, like financial regulations, you know, and stuff so that, you know, financial fair play stuff, and I guess they can't really do this. And then I think they're trying to figure out a way to...
Why can't you go on that long if you can't do it? That makes
no sense. Well, they're trying to find a loophole to make it to where they can keep 50% of it, so 50% to Sir Jim, and do all this stuff. And I think the rumor is, whether it's true or not, that they're trying to find a way to get Sir Jim in, but because of those financial fair play things that they've put in place, I don't think they can do it, and they want to try to get him because then they can still be in, they can still milk us and try to get money from us and own us and partly and all this, or I don't know. I don't see where Sir Jim's ever going to make enough money back from United to be able to pay the Glazers off and get them out. I don't see how that's ever going to happen. I mean, I was... Qatar should have had this. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. And I think I like at least Ten Hag because he's kind of like, he's calling it like he sees it. He don't care. This is what's going on. Don't blame me. Hey, this is what they're, I'm doing the best I can with what I'm given. At least he seems to be a manager that's gotten players that he's wanted. 90 seconds left in the program. Thanks so much for tuning in. Oh, Lord. I just wish Harry Maguire was in a little complainy pants. Dude, West Ham would have been a great option for you. You'd get great game time. You'd improve the squad. You and Mick Tomney could have went for 60 million euros, 30 million each. Nope. Got about 60 seconds, just less than that. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And just remember, folks, in all those scriptures I read, my theme tonight was they didn't put their hope and faith and trust in man or an idol. They put their hope and faith and trust not in a government, not in a person, but in Jesus Christ, and you need to do the same, because an army on its knees is stronger than an army on its feet, and with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.